Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. This afternoon we're going to be celebrating the music of one of the greatest figures in the world of jazz, John Coltrane. Unfortunately passed away in 1967, but his music lives on, and we're going to listen to not only versions of his compositions played by John Coltrane, but also by various other musicians, including pianist Billy Charles, Bobby Matos, trumpet player Arturo Sandoval, and many, many others. And we're going to start off this afternoon with New York guitarist Mark Elf from his upcoming release entitled Swingin'. And this is a composition of Coltrane's entitled Lazy Bird. That was music from up-and-coming young guitarist Mark Elf from his recently, actually soon-to-be-released album entitled Swingin'. The album will be released around March 15th, and you might want to check that one out. We had Robert Hurst on bass, Winard Harper on drums, and of course Mark himself on guitar, and a track written by John Coltrane entitled Lazy Bird. In 1995, guitarist John McLaughlin released a beautiful recording. It's entitled After the Rain, and it's a tribute to the music of John Coltrane. And certainly one of the most beautiful compositions that Coltrane ever wrote was a composition entitled Nema. And we're going to listen to John McLaughlin's version of that piece. Joey DeFrancesco is on Hammond B3 organ, and Elvin Jones, who played in Coltrane's original quartet back in the 60s, is on drums. And this was recorded October 4th and 5th, 1994, at Clinton Studios in New York City. Thank you. Playing for sure from Canada's own Joe Seeley. Paul Novotny was on bass, and we heard a composition of John Coltrane's entitled Some Other Blues. Well, my name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to 2 hours of jazz here on CHUO-FM, coming to you live each and every week from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa, serving the Ottawa Hall area and surroundings. And before that, we heard John McLaughlin from his album After the Rain and Nema. Well, we're going to listen to the man himself right now, John Coltrane. John was born in Hamlet, North Carolina, on September 23rd, 1926. He began his study of music with the alto horn and clarinet when he was only 15 years old. And later, after a stint in the Navy, he played with the likes of King Kolax, Eddie Cleanhead Vincent, and he was known to gig around New York at the Apollo with trumpet player Howard McGhee. He also played for a while in Dizzy Gillespie's big band, as well as Lonnie Slapley's band in Philadelphia. In 1955, Train joined the Miles Davis Quintet for what turned out to be more than a year and a half gig. And I can tell you that if you listen to the album Kind of Blue, you can hear John Coltrane evolving as an incredible musician and interpreter of the music. Not only does he play the music, but he gets right inside the note. And he would develop even further to reach a spirituality in his music that no other person, I believe, at the time could even approach. And that's what was so characteristic of Coltrane's music. And just as he was starting to get into that realm of playing and improvising, he passed away in 1967. But he left quite a legacy. There's quite a few recordings out there on the Atlantic label, on the Impulse label, and various other labels that you could explore. One of the albums that I'm going to play for you now is a recording he made for Blue Note. And I would highly recommend it if you're just stepping into the music of John Coltrane. Blue Train is the name of the album, and it features quite a number of classic Coltrane compositions, including Lazy Bird, Moment's Notice, which we're going to be playing, and Blue Train. Moment's Notice includes Lee Morgan on trumpet, Curtis Fuller's on trombone, Kenny Drew on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Philly Joe Jones is on drums.
Thank you. Thank you. like help in filing your income tax return this year? Come and check out the outstanding services offered by the income tax specialists at Double Check Income Tax. There, you can meet Joe Colas, who is committed to giving his clients the best possible services available and more. On top of that, Double Check Income Tax will be giving away airplane tickets and other surprises. So come on and check out Double Check Income Tax at 251 Bank Street, Suite 701, or call 235-3933. That's 235-3933.
Do you miss home? Looking for an affordable way to travel? Well, take the train. Go home more often with Via Rail Canada. Students get 35% off the regular adult fare when using our ISIC card. If you're a full-time student, you can get your ISIC card at any Via Rail station. But that's not all. Buy 6 return trips to any destination and receive 50% off the regular price. For more info, call 244-8289. That's 244-8289. Via Rail Canada, bringing students home.
CHUO-FM 89.1, Canada's only bilingual campus community radio station. CHUO-FM 89.1, our diversity, your radio.
We just heard some classic John Coltrane from his album Giant Steps, the alternate take to the title track. And before that, we heard from his album Blue Train, Moment's Notice. And that's certainly become a standard in the jazz repertoire for many, many musicians to play. And a little later on in the show, I'll be featuring a version from Cuban trumpet player Arturo Sandoval and his excellent version of Moment's Notice. But for now, we're going to listen to another version of Neyma, and this is from percussionist Bobby Matos from his album Footprints. And then we're going to follow that up with pianist Billy Charles from his album Portrait of a Player and his very unique version of Satellite.
Thank you.
Released on the Windham Hill label, that was pianist Billy Childs with John Coltrane's composition Satellite, and that's taken from his album Portrait of a Player. Before that, percussionist Bobby Matos from his album Footprints, and a lovely arrangement of Nema. John Coltrane was only 34 years old when he recorded the Africa Brass Sessions, and we're going to listen to one of the pieces from this session. Was entitled Blues Minor. It features McCoy Tyner on piano, Reggie Workman on bass, and Elvin Jones on drums. And this is the classic quartet that John Coltrane had for a few years during the 1960s. And then we're going to listen to some music from another Impulse recording and a composition entitled Big Nick. And after that, I'll come back and introduce Arturo Sandoval and his unique version of Moment's Notice. Thank you. Music from John Coltrane, featuring McCoy Tyner on piano, Jimmy Garrison on bass, Elvin Jones on drums, and the great Coltrane himself on soprano sax. Beautiful, uppity composition entitled Big Nick. Quite an interesting hook to it. That was recorded back in the early 60s. My name is Randy McElligott. I hope you're enjoying the show this afternoon as we feature the music of John Coltrane. And before that, we heard composition entitled Blues Minor, and that was taken from his Africa Brass sessions, I believe recorded in 1961, if I'm not mistaken. We're going to continue now with some music from Arturo Sandoval, a beautiful trumpet player out of Cuba who's been, he was featured on the Grammy Awards a few years ago, and I remember when he was playing, it was absolutely incredible. He blew everyone away with his unique approach to the trumpet. We're going to listen to his version of Moment's Notice. And then we're going to listen to a musician originally from Iceland. His name is Mika Pajola, and he has a new album out entitled Live at the Blue Note. He's a son of a Helsinki-based jazz guitarist who happened to have a great record collection. He was into Art Tatum, Oscar Peterson, and Charlie Parker in 1987. He moved to Sweden, where he found a teacher who taught him the mechanics of improvisation and harmony. Some of his other teachers, when he ended up at Berklee's School of Music in Boston, included Gary Burton, Herb Pomeroy, and Phil Wilson. He now resides in New York as of 1995, and he has, I believe, three other CDs to his credit. But this one that I'm going to play for you is his latest. It's entitled Mika Pajola, Live at the Blue Note, featuring Matt Penman and Roberto Danny. And we're going to listen to a composition of his entitled Cafete. But before we get to that, Arturo Sandoval with Coltrane's Moment's Notice.
you like help in filing your income tax return this year? Come and check out the outstanding services offered by the income tax specialists at Double Check Income Tax. There, you can meet Joe Colas, who is committed to giving his clients the best possible services available and more. On top of that, Double Check Income Tax will be giving away airplane tickets and other surprises. So come on and check out Double Check Income Tax at 251 Bank Street, Suite 701, or call 235-3933. That's 235-3933.
Do you miss home? Looking for an affordable way to travel? Well, take the train. Go home more often with Via Rail Canada. Students get 35% off the regular adult fare when using your ISIC card. If you're a full-time student, you can get your ISIC card at any Via Rail station. But that's not all. Buy 6 return trips to any destination and receive 50% off the regular price. For more info, call 244-8289. That's 244-8289. Via Rail Canada, bringing students home.
DHUO-FM 89.1, Canada's only bilingual campus community radio station. DHUO-FM 89.1, our diversity, your radio.
Media analysis, social commentary, cutting edge, with David Carroll and Brian Strader, Wednesday afternoons at 12:30 on CHUO 89.1 FM.
We just heard some music from a brilliant young pianist by the name of Mika Pajola from his album Live at the Blue Note, and a composition entitled Cafete. And while I was listening to that tune, I couldn't help but think of how Bill Evans really influenced this brilliant musician. And you can tell harmonically and structurally in his composition that Bill Evans was certainly a part of that. Before that, Arturo Sandoval from his album Swingin', and Coltrane's Moment's Notice. In case you're just joining us this afternoon, my name is Randy McElligott, and I'm featuring the compositions of John Coltrane. Right now, I'd like to feature some music from Elias Heslanger from his album For the Moment. And this was an early composition of Coltrane's. It's entitled Miles Mode, and then we're going to listen to Kenny Garrett's version of Alabama.
Thank you.
an incredible performance from Kenny Garrett from his album entitled Pursuance, and that was the music of John Coltrane. We just heard Alabama. And actually, I'm going to play another version of Alabama in just a few minutes, but before that, we heard music from Elias Haslinger from his album For the Moment and Miles Mode. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to a special edition of In Transition as we feature the compositions of John Coltrane. Now, we have to keep in mind that Valentine's Day will be fast approaching in about, 3 or 4 days? And I'd like to play something here for my wife, Nicole. This is John Coltrane and Johnny Hartman. Even though John Coltrane never wrote this composition, it's certainly fitting for this time of year. This is My One and Only Love.
Give myself in sweet surrender. My one and only love, my
thank you.
From the John Coltrane Quartet, that was Alabama, featuring Elvin Jones on drums, McCoy Tyner on piano, Jimmy Garrison on bass, and the great John Coltrane on tenor sax. We're going to continue with another Coltrane composition, this time performed by the same quartet. This is a composition entitled Lonnie's Lament. Those of you who want to listen to some of John Coltrane's softer compositions, you might want to pick up a new release entitled Coltrane for Lovers, just in time for Valentine's Day. Be able to pick that up in your favorite CD store. Again, the music of John Coltrane. Listening to the music and compositions of John Coltrane, and we just heard Lonnie's Lament. And we're going to continue now with The Drum Thing, another composition of John's, and that will wind up this edition of In Transition.
Thank you.
Well, that wraps it up for another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. I will be back next week with some more jazz. Until then, have a great week. And coming up at the top of the hour, Oswin Lowe with German news, music, and commentary. And bye for now.